कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद। जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिजगाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमद् जीवा इंग्रेस ये सी भक्तिदानंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जाय। ग्रंथराज में भागवत महापुराण की जाय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 एंड 29। अनस्यामपि जायायां त्रेयः पुत्रा आसन् उत्तम तामसो रैवतैति मन्वंतरा धिपतयः। ट्रांसलेशन परपट भाई जीवांगे से इसी भक्तिदानंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। इन हिज अदर वाइफ महाराज प्रियव्रत बेगॉट थ्री सन्स नेम्ड उत्तम तामस एंड रैवत। ऑल ऑफ देम लेटेड टुक चार्ज ऑफ मन्वंतरा मिलेनियम्स। परपट इन एवरी डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा देर आर 14 मन्वंतराज। The duration of one manvantara, the lifespan of one manu, is 71 yugas, and each yuga is 4,320,000 years. Almost all the manus selected to rule the manvantaras came from the family of Maharaj Priyavrat. Three of them are particularly mentioned herein, namely Uttama, Tamasa, and Raivata. So this is third, fourth, and fifth Manu, which came as sons of Priyavrat. Text number 29. I'll just read the translation and purport. After Kavi, Mahavir and Savana were completely trained in Paramahamsa stage of life. Maharaj Priyavat ruled the universe for 11 Arbudas of years. Whenever he was determined to fix his arrows upon his bowstring with his two powerful arms, all opponents of the regulative principle's religious life would flee from his presence in fear of the unparalleled prowess that he displayed in ruling the universe. He greatly loved his wife Barhishmati, and with the increase of days, their exchange of nuptial love also increased. By her feminine behavior, as she dressed herself, walked, got up, smiled, laughed, and glanced about, Queen Barhishmati increased his energy. Thus, although he was a great soul, he appeared lost in the feminine conduct of his wife. He behaved with her just like an ordinary man, but actually he was a great soul. Purport. In this verse, the word dharma pratipakshaha, opponents of religious principles who fled by his fear of his prowess, refers not to a particular faith, but to varnashrama dharma, the division of society, socially and spiritually, into four varnas and ashramas. To maintain proper social order and help the citizens gradually progress towards the goal of life, namely spiritual understanding, the principles of varnashrama dharma must be accepted. From this verse, Maharaj Priyavati appears to have been so strict in maintaining his institution of varnashrama dharma that anyone who neglected it would immediately flee from his presence as soon as king warned him by fighting or administering some light punishment. Indeed, Maharaj Priyavrat would not have to fight, for simply because of his strong determination, they dared not to disobey the rules and regulations of varnashrama dharma. It is said that unless human society is regulated by varnashrama dharma, it is no better than a bestial society of cats and dogs. Maharaj Priyavrat therefore strictly maintained varnashrama dharma by his extraordinary unparalleled prowess. To maintain such a life of strict vigilance, one needs encouragement from his wife. In the varnashrama dharma system, certain classes such as brahmanas and sannyasis do not need encouragement from the opposite sex. Kshatriyas and grihasthas, however, actually need the encouragement of their wives in order to execute their duties. Indeed, a grihastha or a kshatriya cannot properly execute his responsibilities without the association of his wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally admitted that a grihastha must live with a wife. Kshatriyas were even allowed to have many wives to encourage them in discharging the duties of government. The association of a good wife is necessary in a life of karma and political affairs. To execute his duties properly, therefore, Maharaj Priyavat took advantage of his good wife Barhishmati, who was always very expert in pleasing her great husband by properly dressing herself, smiling, exhibiting her feminine bodily features. Queen Barhishmati always kept Maharaj Priyavrat very encouraged, and thus he executed his governmental duties very properly. In this verse, eva has twice been used to indicate that Maharaj Priyavrat acted exactly like a henpecked husband and thereby seemed to have lost his sense of human responsibility. Actually, however, he was fully conscious of his position as a spirit soul, although he seemingly behaved like an acquiescent karmi husband. Maharaj Priyavrat thus ruled the universe for 11 arbudas of year. One arbuda consists of 100,000,000 years and 100 million. And Maharaj Priyavrat ruled the universe for 11 such arbudas. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So, you are reading the life of Priyavrat Maharaj, being requested by Brahmaji, Manu, Lord Shiva, and sanctioned by Narad Muni. Priyavrat accepts the responsibility of ruling the kingdom. And how is ruling the kingdom? That is explained in these two verses. Parikshit Maharaj had asked to describe this narration in detail because he had this very genuine question or curiosity that how can somebody who is in touch with Prakriti or in touch with modes of material nature, especially passion and ignorance, while doing the duties of a king, how can he be still, how can somebody who is self-realized engage at first place into these activities? How can he accept this proposal? Even after accepting such proposal, after some time, Shukadeva Goswami had explained that he was like liberated. He still maintained his decorum of a pure devotee and not being entangled. So this whole life of Priyavrat Maharaj, initially from a brahmacharya ashram to engaging to a grihastha ashram, from a renunciate to become a kingly man, itself created a question. And after going into kingly life, still not getting attached or entangling material things, that also creating another curiosity for Maharaj Parikshit. So now these verses kind of coming to the point where Shukadeva Goswami is telling that he begot many sons in his many wives. So some became kings and some became paramahamsas. So yesterday we saw that three of his sons, especially Kavi, Mahavira and Savana, they were trained like paramahamsa. So paramahamsa is like the highest stage of sannyas, where they are like completely detached from the worldly affairs and just concentrating on the Supreme Lord. But at the same time, he had another three sons, Uttama, Tamasa and Raivata. So those engage as kings. The whole millennium was taken care of by each son. So Uttama was like third, Manu, Tamasa was fourth, Raivata was fifth. And Prabhupada writes in a purport that actually many of the Manus in this Brahma's lifetime were actually the descendants of Priyavrat Maharaj. So the service which he rendered by being a king is humongous. Like the generations of Divya Yuga, generations of Manvantaras are being taken care by this one person accepting the proposal, not the request but order of Brahmaji to enter into this kingly order. But the question is again surfaces in the next verse, where his prowess is described, but at the same time his disgusted position is also described. First is his prowess is described that anybody who was opposing to Varnashram Dharma was very fearful of Maharaj Priyavrat. So his prowess is described against Dharma Pratipaksha people. So Prabhupada, Dharma Pratipaksha doesn't mean people of another faith. He was not like on the case of people who are not following his faith. So his faith, he was in Varnashram Dharma. So populace in general, if they follow Varnashram Dharma, if they follow their Varna Ashram duties, slowly but gradually but surely they will be elevated spiritually. So having that faith, he just wanted everybody to follow this varnashram dharma, and anybody who didn't follow. So it can be a brahmana not following duty, it can be brahmachari who is not following duty, it can be grihastha not following duty, so it can be anybody in four vandas and four ashrams not following duties, they became fearful of Maharaj Priyavrat. So that's a leader who has that control over every class of men, just so that they can seamlessly follow their dharma or their duty. So because of his extraordinary unparalleled prowess, he could maintain that varnashram dharma in his kingdom. Then Prabhupada writes, the second part of the shloka here is, as he was exercising this power of king, it is a full package. So with the power, he should also have some encouragement or support, personal support from wife. And having a wife for such a long time, Shukdeva Goswami says that he appeared as if entangled by the feminine powers or conduct of his wife. And Prabhupada writes here, the Eva word is very important. So two times Eva word is used here. Parabhuyamana Viveka Eva. Parabhuyamana means defeated. Viveka means his knowledge or discrimination. So it looks like his knowledge of being a spirit soul is defeated. He forgot it. Again it comes, Anava Buddhyamana Iva. Anava Buddhyamana means not having great intelligence. I mean with the poor intelligence. So looks like he is acting like a less intelligent person. But then another word which is used for, Vishnu Thakur actually highlights this. He says another word which is used, which actually defines Priyavrata Maharaj is Mahamana. So Mahamana means a great soul. So Vishnu Thakur writes, he's a great soul because he had Mahamana. And Mahamana he translates as, he had an inconceivable mind, which is simultaneously attached and detached. So he is doing his duties. Generally we understand we can be either attached or detached. It cannot be like both. Just like Krishna describes in 7th chapter, what is his prowess? Paschame Yoga Ishwaryam. So what is the inconceivable prowess of Krishna? The prowess of Krishna is, he is dealing with this world, but he is not attached to this world. But generally speaking, in this world, anybody, anywhere, when he puts his time and energy, he gets involved and attached. So Krishna, in order to explain his position, that he is involved, he is giving his energy, he is giving his time in creating and maintaining this material world, but still he is not attached. Now for anybody to understand this is difficult. Because even as a brahmacharis, we sometimes give some energy and time to some person or some place or some project. And then we also get attached. And anything that happens to that project, it affects us. Attachment is like a driver sitting in a car. If the car is damaged, the driver feels pain. That means that attachment is there. So similarly, so we can't understand that how can you invest and still not get attached. So Krishna, in order to explain his position, that how can he invest and still not be attached? How can he control, exert control and still not be attached? So Krishna gives an example to make us understand how this works. And in the whole cosmic creation, Krishna finds an example. Yatha akasho stito nityam vayu sarvatra gamahan. Just like akasha, the space includes the air and controls the air. But still the space is not attached to the air. Now the example is perfect. But we can't be inspired by that example. Because akasha is inert matter. It is not conscious. So some unconscious thing, kind of controlling or limiting vayu, and still not getting attached, it's okay. But person is conscious, putting his energy, putting his time, and still not be attached, is inconceivable. That's why Priyavrata also described here as Mahamana. One who is inconceivably attached and still detached. So looks like he is a exceptional case of a personality who is, but general rule is when we get attached or when we cannot be attached and detached at the same time of any conditioned soul. But Priyavrata, being Mahamana, being initially attached to the Supreme Lord, that's why he can do that. So externally he is appeared as if bound, but internally he is liberated. Just like Lord Chaitanya instructed Raghunath Das Goswami when he was asking that, when will I be free of this material bondage and I can just surrender to you and serve you 24 hours. When I will come out of this external situation of family and family bondage. So Lord Chaitanya said, you just continue. Antare nishtha, bahya loko vyavahar. So you have to, bahya, externally you have to keep doing the duties as if you are attached. But that is only externally. But internally, antare nishtha. So internally you should be attached to Krishna. So Priyavrata Maharaj was externally executing his duties perfectly, but internal mood we cannot see, but internally he is fully conscious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and just because it is the order of him expressed through his representatives, so he is doing that. So his motivation in doing that activity is completely selfless. His motivation is just to please the Supreme Lord, please Brahmaji, and that's why he is doing. And that's why, though he is externally acting as if attached, still he is not affected. So unless and until we achieve that platform, theoretically we cannot understand how it works. So actually, that's why Parikshit Maharaj, who is also a great devotee, he is also astonished, how can somebody enter into such a dark, blind veil of grihastha life, or on top of that king managing everything. Managing means punishing. And then so much micromanagement, whatever. So then text number 36 of the same chapter here, it will explain that Priyavrata Maharaj said, oh my God, I got attached. I got involved. I am fallen. And he starts regretting. And with that regret, he leaves home. So that again bewilders more. Because then we realize that, oh, Parikshit Maharaj has the doubt, and that is true. Just see, Priyavrata Maharaj also regretted. Though he followed the order, but still, the material nature works. And he is regretting. So there again, Shukadeva Goswami, while explaining that, he says, again, this eva word is very important. As if regretting. As if attached. So, just imitating the behavior of the normal conditioned soul, Priyavrata Maharaj also kind of just setting example for all the conditioned soul. He also regrets and he also feels disgusted, and then he leaves his home. So for a normal conditioned soul, it's very easy to get attached, but Priyavrata Maharaj was not on that level. So he's an exceptional person. So two personalities are inconceivable in this world. One is Krishna himself and another is Vaishnava. Krishna also cannot be understood. And Vaishnava also cannot be understood because they deal on a different platform. So Krishna explains in so when we see even a selfless person when engaging in worldly duties, it creates a doubt, because generally people engage in worldly duties because they have attachment. So Krishna clarifies this in chapter number 3 in Gita, where he says that people who are completely detached or who are completely freed from the modes, they are not supposed to engage in those duties. So I'll just read some verses. Yastu atmaruti evasyat atmatruptascha manava atmani evacha santushta tasya karyam navidyate. Person who was already self-realized, they did not engage in these worldly duties. But then Krishna says, why they should not engage? Like everybody should engage. Like Priyavrata Maharaj himself was ruling a kingdom and making sure that everybody is engaging their duties. Krishna is telling atmaruti, the one who is situated on self-realized platform, they need not. Naiva tasya krite nartho na akrite na kashchana न चास्य सर्वभूतेषु कश्चित् अर्थव्यपाश्रय. दे आर नॉट सपोज टू एक्ट बिकॉज दे डोंट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग रिटर्न. दे आर नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन दिस सोसाइटी. दे डोंट हैव एनी एक्सपेक्टेशन फ्रॉम द सोसाइटी और डेमी गॉड्स और फैमिली और नेबर्स. एंड दैट्स वाई बिकॉज दे आर नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन देम सो दे आर नॉट ऑब्लाइज टू देम. सो दैट्स वाई दे शुड नॉट एंगेज. भजन कृष्ण से तस्मात देयर फॉर अर्जुना यू शुड एंगेज. तस्मात असक्त सततम कार्यम कर्म समाचार. असक्तो ही आचरण कर्म परम आपनोति पुरुष. बट स्टिल यू शुड एंगेज बिकॉज दिस अनासक्त पीपल ऑल्सो एंगेज बिकॉज दैट लीड्स टू परम गति. बट वाई दे एंगेज. कर्मणेव ही संसिधि आसित जनकादेह लोक संग्रह एवापि संपश्यन कर्तुम अर्हसि. सो ही कृष्ण गिव्स एग्जाम्पल जनक महाराज. लाइक जनक महाराज इज ऑलरेडी लिबरेटेड पर्सनैलिटी बट स्टिल ही एंगेजेस. वाई? लोक संग्रह एवापि. जस्ट टू सेट एन एग्जाम्पल फॉर द आउटसाइड पीपल दोज हु आर नॉट येट रिच दैट लेवल ऑफ सेल्फ लाइज. सो फॉर देम टू सेट अ पाथ वन शुड एंगेज. नाउ व्हेन दे एंगेज वॉट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अ नॉर्मल पर्सन एंगेजिंग एंड दिस पर्सन एंगेजिंग. दे आर एंगेज जस्ट टू क्रिएट एन लिगेसी और क्रिएट एन एग्जाम्पल. यद यद आचरति श्रेष्ठ तत्तदेव इतर जन स यत् प्रमाणम कुरुते लोकस्तत् अनुवर्तते. सो द जनरल मास ऑफ पीपल दे कैन फॉलो देर एग्जाम्पल. सो वेन दिस पीपल एंगेज इन एक्टिविटीज दे आर नॉट अटैच टू द रिजल्ट. दे आर जस्ट अटैच फॉर सेटिंग द एग्जाम्पल और मे बी द फॉलोइंग द ऑर्डर इन केस ऑफ प्रियव्रत महाराज. सो टू आइडेंटिफाई वेदर आई एम एंगेजिंग इन सम एक्टिविटी आउट ऑफ माई बॉन्डेज और बियॉन्ड बॉन्डेज. सो टू थ्री मार्कर्स कृष्णा गिव्स. फर्स्ट इज नॉट बींग अटैच टू द रिजल्ट. आर वी अटैच टू द रिजल्ट? दैट मीन्स वेदर द रिजल्ट इंस्पायर अस और डिप्रेस अस. दैट मीन्स वी आर स्टिल अटैच टू द रिजल्ट. इफ द रिजल्ट आर नॉट एबल टू डिटर अस फ्रॉम अवर एफर्ट्स और एंडेवर्स और ड्यूटीज देन वी आर नॉट अटैच टू द रिजल्ट. सेकेंड इज नो पर्सनल हेट्रेट्स टूवर्ड्स एनी पर्सन और सिचुएशन. लाइक प्रियव्रत महाराज इन द फ्यूचर वर्स विल सी दैट इज सच अ पावरफुल पर्सनैलिटी. ही सीज दैट पीपल आर ग्रोइंग बिकॉज दे आर वेस्टिंग देयर हाफ ऑफ द टाइम इन स्लीपिंग. वाई दे आर स्लीपिंग माई सिटीजन्स? बिकॉज दे कैन डू एनीथिंग बिकॉज इट्स अ नाइट. दैट मीन्स द सन इज नॉट गिविंग लाइट. सो प्रियव्रत महाराज मेक्स एन अरेंजमेंट वेर ही क्रिएट्स अनदर सन सो दैट देर इज अ डे देर इज अ नाइट. Purpose is but that this another sun is very cooling sun. It just gives light but not heat. It gives heat but it's like a moon in night. So in April, May, whole day they are scorched by the hot sun. But the night Priyaprat Maharaj's sun comes up, but that is cooling. So people get a benefit of both. Chandrama's coolness also, but sun's light also. So now Priyaprat Maharaj is kind of not very happy with what the sun god is doing. So he is not chastising sun god, or is not expressing his hatred, or is not getting on the case of sun god. He creates a solution. So he is dealing with the problem but not with the person. He is solving the problem but not kind of getting on the case of a person. So different, separating a person from a problem. So that is unattached personality doing his duties. They may do some arrangement to improve the situation, but there in the heart of heart, samoham sarvabhuteshu, they are not favoring somebody or they are not kind of hating somebody. So that is very important. We see that Parikshit Maharaj also, when he was ruling, he started a tour and then he finds Kali. Now he is ready to punish Kali. Why? Because that is stopping other people from following their vanashram duties. And that's how the meat eating and everything is increasing. That's why you want to punish Kali for the benefit of citizens. He doesn't have personal hatred towards Kali. So when Kali surrenders, he's not like overcome by anger. Immediately comes to his duties. Like, I'm a Kshatriya, somebody surrenders to me, I should forgive. So he can follow the principles whenever needed because he's free from the personal grudge. Leader, or if we take some responsibility like this, if we get personal with every situation and every person, then we will not be able to live life according to principles. Parishit Maharaj or Privarat Maharaj here, or even Ashwatthama, when he was paid by Arjuna. So Arjuna was a leader. He took charge of the situation when his sons were killed. He had taken a vow out of his personal anger towards Ashwatthama. But when he caught Ashwatthama, he didn't immediately kill him. He thought that it's nice to take opinions of others, because he also had that confusion whether should I kill him or not kill him. So at the end, he asked Krishna, what should I do? And when Krishna said, you do both things. So he was not like, but I have already taken a vow. It's my personal image now. I'm not able to kill him. Then what people will say about me? So it's not about me. So that is unattached personality. He's taking decisions. He's involved in administration. But he's not personally involving his ego. But other persons who are doing their duties, following their duties, but they are not on this just to set an example or on the order of guru or order of some representative. They are completely on the ego platform. Prakriti kriyamanani gune sarmani sarvasha ahankari vimodhatma karta aham iti mannate. So for them, the center remains them. And every decision, every situation, whatever they do, is centered around their own ego. So they may go and take the public post, but still they keep acting on their personal egoistic side. They will keep giving jobs to their people, keep sacking people who are against them. So they are not there just for justice. They are there to fulfill their ego. So that is the difference between an attached person taking up duties and a detached personality just taking duty to set an example. So that difference is very clear. And they are nothing to gain from performing this duty, because they are already purified. These duties of Varnashram Dharma are meant for purifying somebody of their false ego or their enjoying tendencies. These personalities like Priyavrat Maharaj, Arjuna or Parikshit, they are already purified. So they have nothing to gain from following these duties. Their only gain is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's how they completely depend on Krishna's mercy. Now Vishwanath Chakra Thakur writes, how can Priyavrat Maharaj or personality like Priyavrat Maharaj deal with Prakriti and still be like, we may enter with the right intention. Like every disaster starts with the right intention only. So we may enter into something with the right intention. But the nature of, kursi ka dharam hai. They say once you sit on the chair, once you sit on the post, it corrupts. It corrupts your mind. So how can Priyavrat Maharaj till last moment still is not corrupted in his intelligence? He says this is because of Kripa Siddhi. This is only because he has received immense mercy from Brahma, Manu, Narada and Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And that's how he can do it. One interesting thing, Vishwanath Thakur writes in 11th verse, where Supreme Lord is described as apremaya by Brahmaji, who came to convince Priyavrat Maharaj. So that time Brahmaji says that, oh Parikshit, please don't try to use your intelligence or your austerity or your knowledge or your prowess to defy the order of Supreme Lord. In turn, my order. Because he says, you may argue that, oh Brahmaji, you are giving me order to rule kingdom, but I already have got order from my guru, Narad Muni, to renounce everything. So now you are two authorities, parallel authorities, you are having a confusion. Better you sit, decide and then come back to me. Vishwanath Thakur says, this is just reasoning given to protect your false ego. So Brahmaji are telling, don't try to use your intelligence and come up with such argument. Just follow order which Krishna is giving. But then Priyavrat says, but I don't understand how this is working. Brahma says, even I don't understand how this works. Because the Supreme Lord is called as aprameya. Prameya means that which can be understood by logic. But this personality, Krishna, whom he will use how, in what, which situation, nobody understands. Vishnu Thakur writes, he cannot be estimated. Sometimes he quickly delivers one person whom he engages in actions in this world. And even he does not quickly deliver another person who lives in the forest. No one knows his activity. Sometimes one who is engaged according to his desire in some worldly duties, he is immediately liberated. And somebody who is staying in the forest, trying to do his austerity, is not liberated. How Krishna works, nobody knows. So better you do what is ordained by him. So we see like Priyavrata Maharaj is a kingly personality, but still thinking of renunciation in future verses. On the other side, we see Shaubari Muni. He's a renounced person, sticking to his austerities underwater. But then he kind of takes a detour, a long tour, to come back to again his senses. We see Ambarish Maharaj is a grahastha, and Durvasa Muni is a renunciate. So Ambarish is delivered and favored by Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord doesn't even control his Sudarshan Chakra and say that Aham Bhakta Paradhina. He's such a great person that I am adhin to him, even to his servants. Bhaktai Bhakta Janapriya. Not to the only devotees, even servants of my servants, I am obliged to. So that is the great position Ambarish Maharaj given, being Girastha. And Durvasa is such a mystic yogi, a renunciate, practically staying in a forest with 10,000 disciples, and has such a power that by his will he can enter Vaikuntha, Kailasa, Brahma, Brahmaloka, everything. And he is like condemned, apparently, at the climax of the pastime. So that's why Lord is called as Aprameyam. Who he will favor, in what situation, nobody knows. So here, how Priyavrata is able to do everything, Vishnathakura says, Kripa Siddhi. Only by mercy this can happen. And because Priyavrata, while doing everything, he is doing and following that order just so that he gets mercy of the Supreme Lord. That's his internal mood. I am following your order just so that I get your mercy. And Krishna is ready to give his mercy. And in apparently material situation, he is still liberated. Prabhupada writes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he writes here, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed that Grihastha must live with wife. Generally, we understand Grihastha means wife. So, Grihastha, one who stha means stays, situated in house. One who stays at house should stay with a wife in house. You should not stay alone. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so we, in the song, Kali Kukura, we see, Grihi Jana Shikshaka Nyasi Kula Nayak. So, Lord Chaitanya is exemplary to both. When he was a Grihastha, he was exemplary for Grihasthas. Grihi Jana Shikshaka. One can learn from his grihastha life. Nyasikula Nayaka. And he also hero for all the sannyasis, all the renunciants. So when he is grihastha, he is following perfectly the grihastha duties. When he is sannyasi, he is following perfectly the sannyasa duties. But he is not intermingling the two. When he is in grihastha, he is following grihastha. When he is in sannyas, he is following sannyasa duties. So Arjuna kind of took it wrong. Being a grihastha, he wanted to set an example for renunciant. So basically when Krishna says, Yadyat Acharitri Shrestha Tatta Diva Itarajana, so Shrestha for each class is different. So when somebody identifies oneself as Shrestha, who is Shrestha for a defined community? One person cannot be Shrestha or to be followed by all classes of people at one point. Lord Chaitanya is Shrestha for Grihastha when he himself is in householder life. Lord Chaitanya is Shrestha for sannyasis when he is following himself, sannyasa life. So he is not at the same time giving example for both. That cannot happen. That can create chaos. Arjuna was Grihastha, but he thought that maybe I can live by begging. So Krishna is telling, no. You are supposed to set an example for Grihasthas, and that is following your Varnashrama duties. So you are Grihastha, you are Kshatriya, better you fight. So that is very important. So Prabhupada writes, in that purport, teachers, then he gives two, three examples, like leaders of society, politicians, kings, parents, they all are Shrestha for their dependents, of their class, of their group, and then they should set an example for them. Like a Grihastha or a Brahmachari cannot set an example for a Grihasthas. Grihastha had to set an example for Grihasthas. Brahmachari had to set an example for Brahmacharis. So, Shrestha of each category is different. Because setting example is talked in regards to Varnashrama duties. So, in all Varnas, they will have their own Shrestha. Every ashrama will have their own Shrestha. So, if you try to exchange or intermingle, it can create a chaos. So, Krishna tells that even I, just like your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example is given, Krishna also says in Gita that Yadi hi aham na vartayam jatu karmani atandritaha mama vartmana vartante manushya partha sarvash. I also keep following all those duties because if I don't follow, then people will follow me. So Arjuna had raised that question that if I fight, so many dynasties will be destroyed, forefathers will be destroyed, who will give them dharma education, all the family projects will be destroyed, then Kulastriyas will become dushita, polluted, and then Varna Sankaras will be born. Basically, persons who don't follow the dharma, Varna Sankaras. So that was Krishna, that was Arjuna's argument for not fighting. Krishna is turning the table. Krishna is telling, now if you don't do your duty, you are setting a wrong example for a next generation. So you are not following your dharma, automatically next generation which is coming up will not follow the dharma and then they will become Varna Sankara automatically. So if you fight, you will set example and after next generations will follow your example. So he says, not by refraining from fighting you will create Varna Sankara. Not by fighting you will create Varna Sankara, but by refraining from fighting you will create Varna Sankara. So better you follow your duty. Utsedu ime loka na kuryat karma chedaham sankarasya cha kartasyam upahatyam ima prajaham. Krishna said, if I don't follow, indirectly Arjuna, if you don't, you also don't follow, then we will be responsible for creating Varna Sankara. Okay. So, just like Vishwanatha Thakura Thakur said here, that Priyavrat Maharaj could do everything because he received mercy. Same thing Krishna also repeats in Gita, wherein Arjuna asks that how can somebody live in this world and still be on this platform of self-realization? Asita pragyasa ka bhasha samadhi tasya kesho asita dikkim prabhashita kim asita vrajita kim. So, sitting and being self-realized, it's okay. Sitting in a cave, in some mountain, in forest, then you remain situated in self-realization or focused on soul, sthita pragya. Your intelligence still fixed on soul. That can be understood with a higher test. But somebody who is vrajeta, who is dealing with this world, roaming around this world, and still not getting attached, still is fixed on self-realization, how can this be possible? So Krishna also there says, it's only possible by kripa. Raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishyan indriyas charan. Charan means he is roaming in the vishayas. Vishyan indriyas charan atma vashya vidhe atma prasadam adhigachati. And with that prasada, prasade sarva dukkhana mahani asupajayate prasanna chetasayashu buddhi parivatishtate. So intelligence can be fixed, mind can be steady, and his discrimination will be on because of my prasad. So only by kripa, one can be in this world, but not of this world. On our own, we cannot overcome this maya. Mama maya, duratteya. So just seeing Priyavrata's example, if somebody without taking shelter of Krishna enters this administration, he can be devoured. So it's only by mercy of Krishna one can be saved, otherwise it is not possible. So, but how one gets Krishna's mercy? Krishna telling in this verse, raga dveshai vimuktaistu. One should not act according to his whims. Raga dvesha basically means personal whims. What I like, what I don't like. What I feel like, what I don't feel like doing. So raga dvesha vimuktaistu. One should get rid of this. And atma vashai vidhiyatma. One should follow the vidhi. One should follow the regulations as given. So generally when we receive instruction or a service, it's a clear instruction or a vidhi or regulation is given. Just as I said, every disaster starts with a good intention. So we enter with the instruction because we feel that I have received order. So with the order should come the mercy or the empowerment. So, but there is a very thin line between doing things or entering things which we are trusted for and crossing that line and entering in things which we are not trusted for. Things which you are not ordered to do. Because once we receive some confidence from the authorities, then we kind of become, we take it to our ego. And we are not like, we can't remain for a long time into raga dvesha because we get some control. And this, just like Krishna tells in 13th chapter Gita, Purusha Prakriti Stohi. So the main question was this. When one situates in Prakriti, Grihastha or Prakritistha, how can he situated in Prakriti and still be detached? So why a person gets entangled when he stays in Prakriti? Prakriti himself doesn't catch him. First he catches Prakriti. And then Prakriti doesn't leave him. Purusha Prakriti sthohi bhungte Prakriti jangudan. So bhungte is a link. So when we start enjoying the results, when you start enjoying the activities on selfish terms, karanam guna sangasya, that acts as a reason for gunas to capture us. So staying in Prakriti, if we try to enjoy the Prakriti or the facility or whatever the arena which we are awarded, karanam guna sangasya, that enjoying tendency is a cause of getting entangled by the modes, sat asat yoni janma. So then we start revolving in this material existence in upper and lower planetary systems or different yonis. So so that bhungte, personal enjoying tendencies, has to be curbed when we are acting on behalf of Krishna. So Priyavrata Maharaj had done that. So that is vidhi. Raga desha vimuktestu atmavishya vidhyatma. So we have to say no to our egoistic or mental concoctions or personal benefits, personal entertainments, or whatever our ego likes or dislikes. So we should not act on that platform, but should act just as instructed, just for the pleasure of Krishna. What will benefit or what will please Krishna? Otherwise, if we don't follow this and we keep our indriyas still roaming in vishayas, vishayan indriyascharan. So here he was prasadam, he was getting mercy in this verse, 64th verse. But then in further verse, Krishna says, indriyanam hi charatam, yan mano anuvidhyate, tadasya harati prajna vayu navim bhavasi. But if this mind doesn't give up these enjoying tendencies, then it will take away even the intelligence, even the of one who is determined. Tadasya harati prajna vayu navim bhavasi, and his full course of life will change. Just like a boat driven by a heavy wind will sway away from the desired goal. So it may have started for some destination, but if the mind takes over, I mean the selfish enjoyment takes over, then the destination is different. But if we don't allow that and keep the instruction and pleasure of Krishna and his representative as a goal, then we will achieve the destination because we get the mercy of the Lord. So Krishna believes in devotees so much. So Sukadeva Goswami, while describing, or Sutta Goswami for that matter, while describing Krishna's dealing with his queens, because he also cannot be understood, he also stays in Prakriti but still not of the Prakriti. So while explaining Krishna's transcendental nature, he compares Krishna's transcendental nature to his devotees. Etad ishanamishasya prakritistho api tad gunaihi na yunjate sada atmasthai yatha buddhi tad ashraya. So Krishna, though stays in Prakriti, again Prakritistha, the word come here. Prakritisthopi tad gunaihi. Prakriti, which is made of three gunas, though Krishna is staying here in this world, na yunjate, he is not entangled because atmasthai. He is not Prakritistha, he is situated in himself. Just like yatha buddhi tad ashrayaha. Just like intelligence of those who have taken shelter of Krishna doesn't stay in gunas, stays in atma, or stays in Krishna, that means always deciding what will please Krishna. Anukulasa sankalpa pratikulasa varjanam, not for raga dvesha. So while dealing with this Prakriti, we have to always be alert that whether I am acting on raga dvesha or anukulasa sankalpa pratikulasa varjanam. So if we can make that shift, then that will attract Krishna's mercy, and with that Krishna's mercy, we can stay detached or stay focused on our goal, which is intended when Krishna gave that service at the first place. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Any comments or questions? Jai Granthanashwami Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Priyavrata Maharaj ki jai.